Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
With more, only Jesus, more than a miracle,
to change my life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement.
I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. His message topic is from certainty to uncertainty. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves at quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Hope your week is great. Hope your day is off to an awesome start. Thank you for kicking off our call this morning. Thanks for all you do for us. And thank you to our audience for listening in this morning on Grace Nurture. You know, when you think about the storms that we face in life, and, you know, now man has the technology to give you a view of this spinning circle out in the ocean. And, you know, imagine the times years ago when we didn't have that technology and you had no idea if it was just a regular rain or if it was a really huge storm like the ones that we're facing now. This seems like, you know, almost every month, every 4 or 6 weeks. Imagine if you didn't have any warning like that and, you know, the news couldn't alert you and tell you, you couldn't get prepared. That's kind of how life is sometimes, you know, from certainty to uncertainty. You know, things are going really well and these storms are popping up. But even with all this technology, if you think about it, man's not capable of predicting every storm that he'll face in life. And if you've lived long enough, you've seen it rain when the clouds are dark outside. You've even seen it rain when as far as you can see is the sun. Think about it. It can rain at any time. So today we're going to look at the book of Job. And Job had faced a few forms of suffering there. But to start to set up Job, as the Bible tells us in chapter 1, he was a man that was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And he had 7 sons and 3 daughters and 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, a very great household. Said he was the greatest man in all of the East. So the Bible tells us he lost his children and wealth in a single day. He had these painful sores that appeared all over his body. And, you know, Satan had kind of tapped God on the shoulder there and said, you know, this one seems to be pretty righteous, but, you know, if you let me test him, let's see how righteous he will remain. Let's see if he will remain faithful to you, even though I can inflict some suffering on him. So God's like, go ahead, try the man. So he lost his children and his wealth in a single day. Again, he had painful sores on his body. And his wife actually turned to him and said, do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die. So Job's wife is basically saying, give up. Life has completely fallen apart. We lost everything. Instead of encouraging him to endure this pain and suffering, she just basically told him to lay down and die. But worse than that, she told him to curse God before he did it. So she saw God as a problem and didn't hold fast to her faith. She was asking Job to basically abandon God during this time. And if you can look at Job's wife and think about it, that's the way a lot of us respond when we, you know, when things turn a little south in our lives. To put a little empathy on it, she'd lost her children, she lost her home and wealth, saw her husband in excruciating pain. You know, sometimes we go to the mat with our suffering. living faithfully before the Lord means treat it like this. She was thinking, like, it's just better to die. And so later in the story of Job, you know, his friends actually have the same sentiment when they're making their speeches to him. So the key is just understanding the faith of Job. So his wife had this very bitter outlook, and Job says, you know, you're being foolish. Shall we accept good from God and not bad? And Job's 2:10, he says, but he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive? Good at the hand of God, and we shall not receive evil. And all this did not Job sin with his lips. So Job still had a godly answer, even though he was suffering from this pain. So God does allow good and evil to happen in our lives. Isaiah 45:7 tells us, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So this is the case. So God can allow some suffering in our lives and does. We all will suffer from different points of our life and at different times. And in Job's case, the suffering was not a result of God's judgment, but God later, as we learned, blessed Job twice as much as he had. The irony in the story is Jesus is suffering. We had a little foreshadowing. Isaiah 53 says that the Messiah on our behalf is going to do some suffering so we can have eternal life. Jesus was without sin. He endured all the suffering that was inflicted upon him. And he set an example for all of us to follow. There are times that we're going to have suffering and pain, even though we've done nothing wrong, it seems. So remember Job's wife, and let's try our best not to be that way when things go a little south for us. So here are a few takeaways from our lesson today, from certainty to uncertainty. Life can go from certainty to uncertainty. Praise God when things go well, and praise God when things are not going well. Be careful who you listen to when things aren't going so well. This is truly when our faith is tested. We need to have patience with the Lord and let him do his work in due time. And last, always abound in the work of the Lord. Trials and tribulations are a lot of work. I get it. But it's valuable work, worthwhile work. And if we can hang on, if we can wait it out, grind it out, cry it out, live it out, then God will work it out. And I thank you for listening this morning. With that, we will have a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for all the families represented on our call and the ones that continue to plug in the Grace Nurture each week. We have retired people. We have people that are working a job. We have people that are caring for their loved ones, people that maybe haven't quite found their way in life, Lord. And we have people that are solid as a rock, just hanging in there, doing the work of the Lord every single day and just waiting for that day that you're going to return to us. Father, as this day ahead is dawning and there's some uncertainty ahead, there's good and bad that's going to happen almost every day, but how we look at it matters, how we cling to you matters. We talk about these stories to build our strength and to build our faith and to create the foundation that you want us to have. Yeah, our foundation is going to be shaken from time to time. But we're to hold fast to our faith. We're to be as strong as wheat. We're to be as strong as an ox and not let the winds of the devil tear our houses down. Let us continue to be the Christians you want us to be. Oh, Lord, pray for our ministers and their families who are bringing us all the wonderful lessons that we learned. We thank you so much for all the opportunities ahead for us. Let us continue to encourage each other. Let us continue to learn and build our knowledge, build our wisdom, build our faith so we can endure all the things ahead that we can't even plan for or think about. That way we can take other folks around us, around the shoulder, give them a big hug when it's their turn to suffer, and let them know that we're with them. That's what Christians do. Thank you so much for this day, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.